Boom. Talk TKD, episode 11 now. Episode 11. Granted, literally just recorded episode 10, about finished about 5 minutes ago. But I'm taking a good advantage of the opportunity that Puma Day has presented me with being surrounded by such talent, wisdom and experience, and Adam. For those of you that don't know, I'd like to introduce you, Mr. and Mrs. Swain, the power dynamic duo that are... maybe that's a different wrong term.
The technical dynamic duo.
Yes, yeah. But third and fourth degrees, respectfully, and the both in the ITF England national team. And our, I believe, England's first ever pre-arranged sparring competitors.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. So amongst good company. Obviously, we've not long, well, May, June, we came back from the World Championships.
Yep.
In Italy. We now have the European Championships coming up at the end of October. What have you been doing in between that time? Have you had a bit of time off and now you're prepping up for the Euros? You're pre-arranged. Are you changing that? Are you keeping it the same? Or are you, I presume you guys are competing in it.
Yeah.
So
with the pre-arranged, had a look at it and looked at some of the guys who medalled in the category. And we've got some things that we need to tweak, so mainly trying to slow it down so it looks a bit more like a pattern.
Videos back and in comparison to everyone else, I think we looked like we were doing it in fast forward motion.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's the main thing, slowing it down, getting our technique a little bit better, and then working out what we need to chop so that we can afford to
so that we stay within the time limit. If we slow it all down, we're going to need to cut some bits out, which then means we need to rearrange a few bits so that it all flows quite nicely. We're most of the way through that, hopefully.
Yeah, getting there. A few more sessions in there.
Excellent. Jenny, obviously, do you mind if I call you Jenny? Obviously. I've known these guys for I don't know how many years.
Too many.
Over a decade.
Usher at the wedding.
Many
a story with that.
Anyway,
come and ask us.
I left my pocket square. So I just cut the end of my cravat off and popped that in the pocket. Nobody noticed. Yeah. So anyone from that hire company, if you're listening to this.
It was accidental. Thanks for the insurance.
Yeah, damages to Mr. Michael Whitlock. 17 St. Peter's Crescent. I should get my address out. Anyway, too late. Oh, well. Anyway, joys of the internet. Probably have 20 people when I get home. I know you guys a long time. I know, obviously, former Patterns Junior World Champion, and you're famous for not only your patterns, but your attention to detail. How's that, Adams?
Fun.
How's it having a girlfriend that is as wife as badass at patterns. I'm guessing she doesn't let you slack too much.
No. So I remember this was quite soon after we got together, still at uni. I was doing okay with patterns, some Puma squad.
You're getting some medals.
Medals internationally.
You're doing okay.
Obviously, at the time, Jenny was Puma patterns coach. So I took the opportunity, girlfriend is the coach. Get some extra training.
I see your angle here.
Okay, let's look through Gay Beck. I got halfway through the first move. Stopped. It's like, how there's not time enough to make a mistake there. But no.
Evidently, yes.
Very. It's great fun.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time looking at each other. And although I've got a critical eye, I think that's rubbed off on you, hasn't it? And then you're able to look back at me.
I've always liked
being
picky.
I'm not perfect. I wish I
was. As well.
Nobody's perfect. But you're very analytical. And obviously, there's a massive reason for your success is that you are that critical and that analytical and you put the time in. And I know a lot of the younger guys that want to compete in patterns, you definitely a fantastic role model for them. Like not just your medals that you win, it's the manner in which you train and the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. Like it's, you know, everyone knows it, and I think that's good. It's really good that it's like, yeah, that, you know, you say, okay, to be at this level, this is what you have to do, you know? And
it's the preparation that goes into all those medals.
That's it.
I'm not as blessed. Adam is very good, aren't you? I tell you one thing and you go, okay, I'll change that.
I'm
and
quite difficult.
Ta-da!
Quite easy. 15 minutes. Okay, yep, change that.
Yeah.
Takes me like years. It feels like. I feel like I train harder than you sometimes. And then, because
I'm
I need
just more efficient.
Domestic. Is this what your domestics
it
like?
It is.
Other people say, you have done the washing. You're like, your low block's rubbish.
Yeah, and we pattern it out rather than fight.
Yeah. I always lose.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the best port of call for you?
I don't have a choice.
So. Yeah, fair one.
In terms of pattern attention to detail, when you're, is it for Australia, training up, doing Juche, with two lines of masking tape, middle section, high section, so that both slow reverse turning kicks went from the same height to the same height.
Mm.
You know,
of course,
that kind of
who hasn't done that?
Yeah,
God, you're so lazy. Yeah,
I mean, why don't you do it naturally? I don't know what the fuss is.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Yeah, no, wicked. So, do you guys have like many aspirations? Like, what are your targets for the Euros? Have you set yourself targets, or is it just are you more performance based?
I think, you know, in my heart of hearts, I'd love to be a senior 4th to 6th degree world champion. I think that's my big goal.
Yeah.
But how and if I get there, you know, I'm quite happy to take the long journey rather than expect it to happen overnight.
Yeah.
I think changing from one ITF organisation to another, there's only subtle differences, but after having trained so many years to get them perfect in one style, to change just a few things in another. It's just
particularly we've studied or trained under so many different coaches in the ITF as we're going for, which I think brings an advantage in that, you know, we've got a broad scope of ideas about training and technique and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was sort of one year, you've got one master saying, right, you need to do it this way. And then the next year, another master going, no, you've got to change all that and do that. Which, sort of keeps you on your toes, keeps you fresh. But, like, it's, you know, if you don't do that during, you don't put the time in like you do, then you will go back to, you know, the way
it's,
you
learned. It's quite helpful for sparring, finding lots of different ways to throw a sidekick.
Mm. Mm.
When you're in a competition, as long as that sidekick lands, it doesn't matter really how it got there.
Indeed.
When it comes to patterns, if your guarding block comes from the wrong preparation position, it's wrong in that competition, but it might be right in that one and wrong in all the rest.
Mm.
So, yeah, a bit more of a headache
for
patterns, disciplines.
Mm. Mm.
But a nice challenge.
Yeah, indeed. Jenny, so for somebody that's sort of competed in different, you know, Opens, ITFs, so obviously you guys both have, like, most experience in different ITFs, are you happy where you are now?
Yeah, I think the way we're going forward, I don't think we're going backwards.
Yeah.
I think from a political side of things, everything seems to be a lot more open.
Mm.
Might be that I don't know very much, but from where I am at the moment, you know, everything's clear and open, and I think that's always good to have those honest and open relationships.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're bang on. Yeah, transparency is the key. Excellent. So you guys perform it, obviously I mentioned in the last podcast, it's Puma Day today, 2016, our 16th Puma Day, very memorable.
2015.
Yeah, it's 2015, but we had Puma Day on to the 1st September 2000, so it's our 16th one.
You said 2016.
Oh, did I? Attention to detail, guys.
Yeah, see, attention to detail. See, pads, people, attention to detail. Sparring person gets punched in the head.
It's a year made of numbers. Yeah,
it's like now, isn't it? Yeah, I forgot my question now. I really do get kicked to the head way too much. But, easier said than done. You guys are about to do a seminar. Can you give us like a little peek into what you're going to be covering, considering this will be going out after Puma Day?
We're doing a technical seminar, so we're looking mainly at the basics and stances. I'm really passionate about getting the stances right. If we get the stances